Their hair held firmly in place by black hairnets, they make their way along the path, talking together in the middle of a large garden. Around them, young boys frolic and prance about, chasing hoops under the trees. One of the two women holds a book to her chest. She has slipped a finger between the pages, and her chin is resting on the spine. Her head half lowered, she has a dreamy air as she speaks. A gleam from her yellow leather ankle boots lashes the grass by the path, then jumps up like a startled hare. The other woman clasps two small valiant hands, unencumbered by rings or bracelets. Her only ornaments the 10 pearl buttons that keep the sleeves of her blouse stretched tightly about her wrists. Here they come, stepping up to the large white house. It's a low-roofed, two-story building, hidden away beneath the trees. Comfortably installed in the salon, they start gossiping with an almost stately air. They're like queens at this time of the year. The house is empty, and they're preparing for a ball, it seems, the poor little fools. A ball in their own honour, and in honour of the little boys rolling hoops. In the salon, the scene is scantily lit by a single small lamp on a card table at the centre of the rug. From the outside, you can see the shimmer of the young women's hair reflected in the French windows. They're hot, so they remove their brooches and scarves and unbutton their blouses. Tea is brought, which they drink by candlelight. Even in a state of semi-undress, they're a model of discretion, and smooth-skinned as infants fresh from the tub. Eleanor appears to be reciting something. From the outside, you can see her lips moving, at times quite forcefully. At other moments, they remain parted for a spell. The gleam of her wet teeth is visible in the French windows. While Eleanor talks, the other one stretches out comfortably on the settee, swinging her legs over the back, then covering them at once with the skirt of her long dress. She eats pastries, snatching them up without looking as finger and thumb reach out at random across the low table, then closing her eyes as she carries them to her mouth. These are the governesses.